like this podcast and want to start your own? Well, that is made completely easy with the Anchor FM app. You can download it onto your smartphone, your computer, your laptop. It is available for all devices. It is podcasting made easy with so many music options. Editing is perfectly seamless, and I love using the Anchor FM app to broadcast my podcast. It is just super, super amazing. So I highly recommend it, and thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this podcast. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk About It podcast. I am so delighted that you are listening today and are tuning in, and I'm so happy that I am showing up today and just am going to be talking about something that has been really current for me, and I hope that maybe it can help someone feel less lonely in their struggle, or just provide some company. So today I'm going to be talking about how to release and what that means and what releasing actually is and how important it is for us as humans to release. I look back on my whole life growing up and until now being 21, and I started thinking to myself, like, have I fully released everything that I have been through in this life? Every day, as you know, people, we feel so many different emotions, we pick up on so many different energies. We hold on to trauma, and we hold on to words, and we hold on to things that really can affect us if we never let them go. Sometimes it's just so much easier to walk through life and tell yourself that you've moved on from something, or you've, you know, you're over something, and your mind, it may believe you, but your body is holding on to that trauma, and so are you. And lately, it has been a reoccurring theme for me lately that I am seeing the angel number 999 everywhere I go, and this has been happening to me for about a month, and I just kind of see it and go, okay, I keep seeing the number 9, and I know that 9s represent releasing past emotions, and the definition of the angel number 999 is the number 9 represents the ending of a cycle. Seeing this repeating number is one of the most spiritual messages you can come across, because 9 represents enlightenment, lessons of self, and wisdom. If you keep seeing 999, this is a time to be focused on yourself and your healing. And I think that that is a huge thing for me currently in my life, because I believe for everyone that there is a certain point where you reach a certain point, and things need to either shift and change in order for us as people to evolve and be on the right path and to feel happy and fulfilled. And it's also a reminder to not stay stagnant and just to stay and refuse to grow. So I've just been ignoring all the signs that the universe just keeps throwing in my face, and things that I am physically feeling where I know that I'm not in the right place right now. I know that there needs to be growth, and I know that there's something out there that is going to give me that growth. And in the position I'm in right now, I need to release and get rid of so many things that I'm carrying that I don't realize that I am. And I also feel like, along with not releasing your emotions, you become so closed off to other people's emotions. And I feel like I've also felt almost this overwhelming sense of anger in my body. And it's not that I'm expressing it, but I can feel it. And I really do believe that that goes hand in hand with holding on to all these things for so long and thinking that I have released them, but in fact, I haven't. Maybe for you, that is holding on to childhood trauma that you thought you've worked through in therapy, but you really haven't. Or maybe that's like a situation where someone's words really hurt you, or a family member's words really hurt you. Maybe it's just the fact that you have these feelings about yourself that are really negative, and those things that you're thinking have become a reality because our thoughts have so much power on us mentally and they become so real. Maybe what you need to release is your old self. Maybe you're shedding a layer of yourself that you don't need anymore. Maybe you're holding on to sadness or grief. Maybe you've lost someone close to you that you haven't fully accepted and are struggling to cope with that. And I think also by suppressing and not releasing our emotions, it causes us to be desensitized to everyone else's emotions, and in a way you become selfish because you forget about other people's complexities and the fact that everyone has similar emotions. It doesn't matter what stage in life someone's at, or if they're, you know, in a completely different chapter of life. We are all experiencing sadness, happiness, anger, grief, and it's so sad because we are all so disconnected to the fact that we're so similar. And when we just suppress our emotions, we become even more desensitized to it, and it becomes so self-consuming. And even though that's not what we think we're doing, and we're not trying to be selfish, and maybe we don't even realize that that's what's happening, that's what it can become if you get to a certain extent of holding on to these traumas. When we are in a place of releasing our emotions on a healthy basis and fully giving them giving them up and releasing, we become more sensitive, we become more empathetic, and we become more of a stable person for our friends, for our family members, for the people we love around us. We become a healthier, happier, living human being. So in order to know that you need to release, is that we have to recognize the feeling of this pent up needing to release feeling, and we have to recognize our behaviors and know that that's not how we want to be acting. Growing up and getting to know myself better, I've learned that I am a big avoider. I avoid dealing with my emotions. I avoid maybe having tough conversations. I avoid conflict. I avoid just everything that I feel like could put me in a vulnerable position. And I've really realized that that's a very tough position to be in, because it's absolutely impossible to avoid life, and there are some things that you just cannot avoid, and if you do avoid them, it just becomes this never-ending cycle of of holding on to things and never fully growing and fully being in your power. One thing that has really helped me with not only learning how to be better about releasing my emotions, it's also helped me become a lot more open about my mental health problems and my just all my other things that I go through mentally, is that it's really, really helpful to see these things as our friends, to see our emotions as friends, to maybe have an experience where something happens and you feel a certain type of way, and normally you would just feel that and ignore it and be pushing it down and pushing it away, but instead you sit in it and you ask yourself why you feel that way, why you're feeling sadness in this moment, why you're feeling anger, and you almost in a way talk to your emotion in that moment and comfort it and figure out why you're sad, why is this coming up. And same thing with anxiety, it's treating it like a friend, where it's a part of you, but it doesn't consume you always. It's just this thing that you can possibly have at times, and it's something that you've learned to cope with so well that it does become a part of you, but it doesn't control you. And I feel like seeing it as a friend is seeing these things as friends. It reminds you that they come and go, and in the moment we need to face them and just talk to them and comfort them and work through them, and then they'll go. And it doesn't have to be this forever thing that you see looming and following you around and just ignoring. So I come up with a few things that really help me cope with these feelings of needing to release, and I want to share them because I want to potentially help someone that feels the same way. So the first one that I wrote down is, I do this thing where I have this journal prompt I write down, and I call it the I release journal prompt. And all you do is you sit down and you write in your journal, I release blank, I release blank, I release blank. And I can read a few examples of what I was releasing the other day. So a few that I wrote down were, I release all the anger stored in my body. I release all the judgment thoughts about myself and others. I release frustrations of life. I release resentment, negative energy. I release all of my expectations for myself and others. I release worries and fears. I release control. And I release blaming others. And then underneath everything that I'm releasing or feel like I need to release in that moment, I also write down energy that I want to call into my life. And some of the energy that I want to call in are happy energy, peaceful energy, forgiving energy, and just kind of having these two things on the same paper really helps you see like what you want to get rid of and what you want in your life. And I kind of just repeat the things that I want to release a couple times and just say them out loud and just breathe. And I'm not kidding you, I feel like I've released so much that has been stored in my body that I didn't even realize, and I didn't even realize what I needed to release until I wrote them down and until I picked up a pen and a paper. And a lot of the times I want to forget that, you know, I when I do pick up a pen and a paper and I write down things that are on my mind or, you know, that I'm going through, I a lot of times avoid doing it because I know that things come up and I want to avoid having to realize that maybe things aren't okay. Maybe I need to do something different. Maybe I need to, you know, work through something. And that's a huge thing that I'm learning, is that it's huge to write things down, and it really does have power. So that's one way that I release journal prompt that really does help me. And another one that's huge is just movement. And I know that's like very cliche and simple, but it's so true that movement can really release things in your body. And every single portion of our body, our upper body, our lower body, our heads, the top of our heads, and everywhere, they hold different energy. And it's so important to release that. So what's been really helping me is some days I don't want to work out, and that is okay. And living intuitively and moving how and whatever way feels good to you and works for you, that's what matters. So some days that means that I want to just put on loud music that I love and just dance and just release all of that energy in my body and the movements and just the music. It makes me feel so good and I feel so much better after. So that is definitely another great way to release these emotions stored in our body. I love walks and I love doing hip openers. Hip openers are a huge way to release things. And sometimes I find myself avoiding doing them because it does truly make me feel emotional, and it does really bring things up for me. And I'll be like, oh, I should do them, but I don't want to feel anything. Sometimes I just don't want to feel anything. And I think it's in some ways normal for us to not want to feel things like that, because in a way we have to relive something or go through something again in our minds, and it can be really, really scary, but it does feel so good. And after, you just sleep so good and you feel so good. So that is a big one. Oh my goodness. Another one for me has been therapy. Therapy at this moment in my life has been a huge help for releasing emotions. But I've also kind of been realizing some patterns that I have been doing that maybe aren't the healthiest. I love therapy. I'm a big advocate for it. I think that it's a beautiful way to release emotions and to talk to someone that is just so educated on all of this stuff, and it's great and it's helpful. But one thing that I've realized is that I have therapy once a week, and I could be having the craziest week of my life and 10 things go wrong during the week, but I tell myself in that moment of something going wrong, it's fine. Don't even think about it. I will process this and dump this on Friday, which is my therapy, to my therapist, and then I'll feel better. And I'm just going to wait because I don't need to deal with this right now. I have an outlet. And that has become a really toxic pattern that I've been experiencing. Because it is so healthy to have this outlet, but it's also not good to hold on to things until the last minute and then deal with everything all at once. So the important part is that I've realized this pattern, and I've realized that it's not the healthiest, and that I am going to be better about processing my emotions when they come instead of when my therapy appointment is, when I can talk to someone, when someone's available. We have to, in a way, be our own therapists in life, and sometimes that is a hard pill to swallow because it's scary, you know? You feel so alone in your mind sometimes, and it's like we go through so much and we have to be our own therapists. And at the end of the day, no matter how many lovely, beautiful people we have around us to support us and listen and love us, at the end of the day, we are the only ones that can really know what's going on inside our brains and help ourselves out of something or help ourselves feel better. And we know what we need. And that's kind of all I had to talk about today. That was a lot, and I apologize if I was talking really fast. I just drank some coffee, of course. I'm gonna end with a little quote, just a simple little quote that is kind of about what I had talked about. It says, you heal by releasing, you don't heal by suppressing. And that is something that I keep telling myself. And if the universe is showing you signs or just throwing things in your face and is trying to catch your attention, don't avoid it, because 10 out of 10 times it is something that you need to realize and go through in order for you to grow. And so thank you so much for listening, and I hope that maybe you got something out of this, and if not, maybe you can help someone. Thank you. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I started this because I didn't want anything to come out of it. I needed an outlet, and I also just want to potentially help one person. So thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it, and it means so much. Okay. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk About It podcast. I am so delighted that you are listening today and are tuning in, and I'm so happy that I am showing up today and just am going to be talking about something that has been really current for me, and I hope that maybe it can help someone feel less lonely in their struggle or just provide some company. So today I'm going to be talking about how to release and what that means and what releasing actually is and how important it is for us as humans to release. I look back on my whole life growing up and until now being 21, and I started thinking to myself, like, have I fully released everything that I have been through in this life? Every day, as you know, people, we feel so many different emotions. We pick up on so many different energies. We hold on to trauma, and we hold on to words, and we hold on to things that really can affect us if we never let them go. Sometimes it's just so much easier to walk through life and tell yourself that you've moved on from something, or you're over something, and your mind, it may believe you, but your body is holding on to that trauma, and so are you. And lately, it has been a reoccurring theme for me lately that I am seeing the angel number 999 everywhere I go, and this has been happening to me for about a month. And I just kind of see it and go, okay, I keep seeing the number 9. And I know that 9s represent releasing past emotions and the definition of the angel number 999 is the number 9 represents the ending of a cycle. Seeing this repeating number is one of the most spiritual messages you can come across, because 9 represents enlightenment, lessons of self, and wisdom. If you keep seeing 999, this is a time to be focused on yourself and your healing. And I think that that is a huge thing for me currently in my life, because I believe for everyone that there is a certain point where you reach a certain point, and things need to either shift and change in order for us as people to evolve and be on the right path and to feel happy and fulfilled. And it's also a reminder to not stay stagnant and just to stay and refuse to grow. So I've just been ignoring all the signs that the universe just keeps throwing in my face, and things that I am physically feeling where I know that I'm not in the right place right now. I know that there needs to be growth, and I know that there's something out there that is going to give me that growth. And in the position I'm in right now, I need to release and get rid of so many things that I'm carrying that I don't realize that I am. And I also feel like, along with not releasing your emotions, you become so closed off to other people's emotions. And I feel like I've also felt almost this overwhelming sense of anger in my body, and it's not that I'm expressing it, but I can feel it. And I really do believe that that goes hand in hand with holding on to all these things for so long and thinking that I have released them, but in fact I haven't. Maybe for you that is holding on to childhood trauma that you thought you've worked through in therapy but you really haven't. Or maybe that's like a situation where someone's words really hurt you, or a family member's words really hurt you. Maybe it's just the fact that you have these feelings about yourself that are really negative, and those things that you're thinking have become a reality because our thoughts have so much power on us mentally and they become so real. Maybe what you need to release is your old self. Maybe you're shedding a layer of yourself that you don't need anymore. Maybe you're holding on to sadness or grief. Maybe you've lost someone close to you that you haven't fully accepted and are struggling to cope with that. And I think also by suppressing and not releasing our emotions, it causes us to be desensitized to everyone else's emotions. And in a way, you become selfish because you forget about other people's complexities and the fact that everyone has similar emotions. It doesn't matter what stage in life someone's at, or if they're, you know, in a completely different chapter of life. We are all experiencing sadness, happiness, anger, grief, and it's so sad because we are all so disconnected to the fact that we're so similar. And when we just suppress our emotions, we become even more desensitized to it. And it becomes so self-consuming. And even though that's not what we think we're doing, and we're not trying to be selfish, and maybe we don't even realize that that's what's happening, that's what it can become if you get to a certain extent of holding on to these traumas. When we are in a place of releasing our emotions on a healthy basis and fully giving them to just giving them up and releasing, we become more sensitive, we become more empathetic, and we become more of a stable person for our friends, for our family members, for the people we love around us. We become a healthier, happier, living human being. So in order to know that you need to release, is that we have to recognize the feeling of this pent up needing to release feeling, and we have to recognize our behaviors and know that that's not how we want to be acting. Growing up and getting to know myself better, I've learned that I am a big avoider. I avoid dealing with my emotions. I avoid maybe having tough conversations. I avoid conflict. I avoid just everything that I feel like could put me in a vulnerable position. And I've really realized that that's a very tough position to be in, because it's absolutely impossible to avoid life, and there are some things that you just cannot avoid, and if you do avoid them, it just becomes this never-ending cycle of holding on to things and never fully growing and fully being in your power. One thing that has really helped me with not only learning how to be better about releasing my emotions, it's also helped me become a lot more open about my mental health problems and my just all my other things that I go through mentally, is that it's really, really helpful to see these things as our friends, to see our emotions as friends, to maybe have an experience where something happens and you feel a certain type of way, and normally you would just feel that and ignore it and be pushing it down and pushing it away, but instead you sit in it and you ask yourself why you feel that way, why you're feeling sadness in this moment, why you're feeling anger, and you almost in a way talk to your emotion in that moment and comfort it and figure out why you're sad, why is this coming up. And same thing with anxiety, it's treating it like a friend, where it's a part of you, but it doesn't consume you always. It's just this thing that you can possibly have at times, and it's something that you've learned to cope with so well that it does become a part of you, but it doesn't control you. And I feel like seeing it as a friend is seeing these things as friends. It reminds you that they come and go, and in the moment we need to face them and just talk to them and comfort them and work through them, and then they'll go. And it doesn't have to be this forever thing that you see looming and following you around and just ignoring. So I've come up with a few things that really help me cope with these feelings of needing to release. And I want to share them because I want to potentially help someone that feels the same way. So the first one that I wrote down is, I do this thing where I have this journal prompt I write down, and I call it the I release journal prompt. And all you do is you sit down and you write in your journal, I release blank, I release blank, I release blank. And I can read a few examples of what I was releasing the other day. So a few that I wrote down were, I release all the anger stored in my body. I release all the judgment thoughts about myself and others. I release frustrations of life. I release resentment, negative energy. I release all of my expectations for myself and others. I release worries and fears. I release control. And I release blaming others. And then underneath everything that I'm releasing or feel like I need to release in that moment, I also write down energy that I want to call into my life. And some of the energy that I want to call in are happy energy, peaceful energy, forgiving energy, and just kind of having these two things on the same paper really helps you see like what you want to get rid of and what you want in your life. And I kind of just repeat the things that I want to release a couple times and just say them out loud and just breathe. And I'm not kidding you. I feel like I have released so much that has been stored in my body that I didn't even realize. And I didn't even realize what I needed to release until I wrote them down and until I picked up a pen and a paper. And a lot of the times I want to forget that, you know, when I do pick up a pen and a paper and I write down things that are on my mind or, you know, that I'm going through, I a lot of times avoid doing it because I know that things come up and I want to avoid having to realize that maybe things aren't okay. Maybe I need to do something different. Maybe I need to, you know, work through something. And that's a huge thing that I'm learning, is that it's huge to write things down, and it really does have power. So that's one way that I release journal prompt that really does help me. And another one that's huge is just movement. And I know that's like very cliche and simple, but it's so true that movement can really release things in your body. And every single portion of our body, our upper body, our lower body, our heads, the top of our heads, and everywhere, they hold different energy. And it's so important to release that. So what's been really helping me is some days I don't want to work out, and that is okay. And living intuitively and moving how and whatever way feels good to you and works for you, that's what matters. So some days that means that I want to just put on loud music that I love and just dance and just release all of that energy in my body and the movements and just the music. It makes me feel so good and I feel so much better after. So that is definitely another great way to release these emotions stored in our body. I love walks and I love doing hip openers. Hip openers are a huge way to release things. And sometimes I find myself avoiding doing them because it does truly make me feel emotional, and it does really bring things up for me. And I'll be like, oh, I should do them, but I don't want to feel anything. Sometimes I just don't want to feel anything. And I think it's in some ways normal for us to not want to feel things like that, because in a way we have to relive something or go through something again in our minds, and it can be really, really scary, but it does feel so good. And after, you just sleep so good and you feel so good. So that is a big one. Oh my goodness. Another one for me has been therapy. Therapy at this moment in my life has been a huge help for releasing emotions. But I've also kind of been realizing some patterns that I have been doing that maybe aren't the healthiest. I love therapy. I'm a big advocate for it. I think that it's a beautiful way to release emotions and to talk to someone that is just so educated on all of this stuff, and it's great and it's helpful. But one thing that I've realized is that I have therapy once a week, and I could be having the craziest week of my life, and 10 things go wrong during the week, but I tell myself in that moment of something going wrong, it's fine. Don't even think about it. I will process this and dump this on Friday, which is my therapy, to my therapist, and then I'll feel better. And I'm just going to wait because I don't need to deal with this right now. I have an outlet. And that has become a really toxic pattern that I've been experiencing. Because it is so healthy to have this outlet, but it's also not good to hold on to things until the last minute and then deal with everything all at once. So the important part is that I've realized this pattern, and I've realized that it's not the healthiest, and that I am going to be better about processing my emotions when they come instead of when my therapy appointment is, when I can talk to someone, when someone's available. We have to, in a way, be our own therapists in life, and sometimes that is a hard pill to swallow because it's scary, you know? You feel so alone in your mind sometimes, and it's like we go through so much and we have to be our own therapists. And at the end of the day, no matter how many lovely, beautiful people we have around us to support us and listen and love us, at the end of the day, we are the only ones that can really know what's going on inside our brains and help ourselves out of something or help ourselves feel better. And we know what we need. And yeah, that's kind of all I had to talk about today. That was a lot, and I apologize if I was talking really fast. I just drank some coffee, of course. I'm going to end with a little quote, just a simple little quote that is kind of about what I had talked about. It says, you heal by releasing, you don't heal by suppressing. And that is something that I keep telling myself. And if the universe is showing you signs or just throwing things in your face and is trying to catch your attention, don't avoid it. Because 10 out of 10 times, it is something that you need to realize and go through in order for you to grow. And so thank you so much for listening. And I hope that maybe you got something out of this. And if not, maybe you can help someone. Thank you. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I started this because I didn't want anything to come out of it. I needed an outlet, and I also just want to potentially help one person. So thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it, and it means so much. Okay, have a beautiful day. Thank you.